Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Awakening Truths with Make Up Your Power podcast. Today, we'll be talking about current events and us getting our power back, because out in the world right now, it is pretty insane. So me and Brian figured that today we would be completely unscripted and just kind of do our podcast based on the events that we are currently seeing and what we are currently experiencing, and then hoping that we can open up the platform for anybody who hops on that would like to join the conversation, share some perspective, share some lived-in experience. To start the podcast, we're going to, one thing I would like to touch on is mental health. For me, the current situations out there with mental health and the opioid pandemic and how we're trying to now fund back people that the corporate America, the pharmaceutical companies, pretty much, you know, made what medically induced drug addicts.
Right.
And how now the funds are coming back into each state in order to repay us. It's like a settlement. But what we're coming to find out is that the opioid settlements, we'll say for Michigan, will not be going back to the people in which it ruined the lives of, but rather it'll go to the government first, is what we were told. Followed by, it'll be sectioned out amongst the state, depending on the percentage in each area, and in hopes that some of the funding with the opioid settlement will go to creating opioid facilities for people to come to get themselves better or come up with some kind of program in order to help people. So my question is what do you guys all think about that? Do you think that that is noteworthy? Do you think that this is just another scheme of having money being moved from one place to the other in order for the people who already have enough to get more? What do you think, babe?
On your opioid pandemic?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about, because I'm a little angry about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not very happy about it.
Well, and I understand your perspective on it, because you've struggled with a lot of that addiction that was medically induced, not so much street enhanced induced. So for you having that issue and that problem, it's understandable, you know, for them to take the money and instead of getting you guys that were medically induced taken care of, they're taking it into a bigger broad span on helping everybody with addiction.
Which I'm okay with. I'm okay if the money is going to be used to help people, please let's go for it. But the problem that I keep coming to see personally, and if I'm wrong, please, anybody that's on the live right now, please feel free to share nicely and respectfully, because I'm definitely open to it. But the concern that I'm having is how much of it's actually going to be put out, because there's a lot of people who at a very young age was told, you know, trust the pharmaceutical companies, trust your doctor. The biggest thing was always trust your doctor. And that saying alone held so much weight for so long when it came to mental health, when it came to drug addiction, anything that was medically wrong with you, let's put a pill on it. Let's just put a pill on it. It'll be fine. Get it taken care of. And through the past 20 years, me personally, I've taken a deep dive into mental health because of how much I've struggled personally myself with trying to understand. And a big thing that I've noticed with opioids is that your body will feel great. You'll feel euphoric for a minute, but it's all in the mental mind, in calming and relaxing the body in a way. So what happens is when you go from one extreme of pain to one extreme of happiness, well, you're going to keep swinging that pendulum in a very strong way. So you're going to have to keep living up to that feel good feeling, which means that you're always going to constantly needing to up the scale on what
makes you feel good.
Yes. And what you're consuming. And then what happens with that, your levels will drop so significantly, your dopamine levels will drop so significantly that in order to bring yourself just back to par normal, if you were even at this state to begin with, takes enough to get here. But then if you're trying to feel up here again, then we're going to have to double you back up. So what happens with all of that, especially when that happens to you at a young age, say 18, 12, doesn't matter. Throughout those times, when you're still mentally building and structuring, your body is still growing, it's almost like you kind of hit a roadblock, because now what's happening is instead of your body naturally growing, producing, and experiencing and having these situations happen with the dopamine, serotonin, all of the stuff, all the things, it's being taken from the outside and put in. So how about we try to put out there teaching tools to helping people be able to recalibrate that without needing or feeling like they're either worthless if they can't, you know, function on medications or opioids, I will say specifically, or whatnot, because now there's another one out there that is now Kratom. Kratom, I'm sure everybody has heard of, or if you haven't, Kratom is a plant that is derived from, I believe, Asia, don't get me. And the properties of it are supposed to work kind of like an opioid, where it makes your body feel good. And it's supposed to help you if you are trying to get off of opioids. So just like Suboxone, just like methadone, these are all supposed to have been things that you go to next to now get yourself better, to recover.
So they're replacing one addiction with another addiction.
And swearing by it. And telling you to trust it. So and then it's going to help you.
Once you get that under control, now you have to work on your other mental health with the PFAS problems or the air pollution from your factories that's causing mental health problems for...
Anybody from Michigan, Kalamazoo, or anything, please comment down below on what he's talking about. You guys might be relating to the PFAS. Sorry, I just wanted
to... Or the air pollution due to the factories that people are going to start witnessing. People come to your house to check your levels of toxicities. And they're going to randomly pick houses and choose home.
They're going to pick one adult from each household, and they're going to test the levels, because there's they believe that even in the air right now, for example, in Kalamazoo, could be that toxic to you. That's what we're being told. It's very supposed to be very nonchalant, no big deal. So we've got opioid settlement. We've got
air pollution.
We've got the air pollution. We've got the PFAS. We've got the COVID time and time again of this is what's coming out. And then to take this, you know, vaccine, and then make sure the older people take the boosters now in spring. And it's like, when is enough enough? You know, when is the way in which was created by the control aspects going to just stop and just give up and just say, you know what? How about you guys just go live along? This is where we screwed up. This is what's actually going on. I'd rather someone just come to my door and tell me straight out, yeah, we're pumping crap into your water. Yeah, you guys have to pay for water filtration systems because the water is going to, can cause you to mentally, you know, degrade emotionally. Like, who knows if that's even playing an effect into your mental health?
Or the air pollution, how much chemicals that they're putting out that we're breathing in that's causing people to have mental breakdowns, mental issues themselves.
Yeah, is insomnia.
So you can't drink the water, you can't breathe the air. What?
I mean, you're not supposed to.
You can't take certain.
You can't trust the doctors.
Where are we at here?
I mean, it's been, and then we're even seeing more so how another, what was the thing that we just saw earlier today where they were like, well, we got to make sure we pay the government first.
Oh, what was that? Well, I don't even know.
We'll come back around to it. But the point is, guys, is that, and then on top of it, what are you getting fed when it comes to your food, when it comes to what you're watching, what you're listening to? All of those things all around. It's like, what is going on? And we're not trying to sit here and fear-based monger. We're trying to sit here and understand.
Come up with a solution for ourselves as a community.
Yeah, like how do we push back, guys?
Or come together.
And come up with creative solutions that will help in our survival rate. And a lot of that is community. Right now, they want to keep you down in the dumps. They want to keep you separated. They want to keep you, you know, in this fear base. But in reality, like, all we got to do is stand up together and start communicating with one another on what we have to offer that we can help one another out with. Like, we're now coming to a place where we're going to be growing our own food and chickens and stuff like that. But we're kind of more in a rural area, so it's a little more difficult, but still figuring out ways, because what can you trust anymore? And if we're going to grow our own stuff, is it even going to be safe with the air pollution and the water? And I mean, obviously there's pollutions all over the place, but to the highs and where they're saying critical in just our area alone, like it's nothing.
Just within a couple mile radius of the factories. It's major high pollution.
Yeah. And it just makes you wonder, like, what's the fighting for? Paper mill won't stop for nothing. They have been fined more times than you can even count. And they just keep on trucking, keep on going. Most of the area in Kalamazoo, even where we live, there's a whole street just filled with all kinds of chemicals, toxins, and is all closed down now to where there's not houses there anymore. It's just all closed off and government secluded, as they're constantly just digging up soil, putting stuff in. We're not exactly sure, but we're on this podcast because we want to know if you guys know anything, if you guys got any insight or any information, because it is getting kind of crazy out there. And mentally speaking, how are you guys holding up? Like, how is the mental health doing, to be honest with you? Like, is everybody just feeling fantastic? Are you having moments where you feel like really, really dark in your thoughts out of nowhere? Or like you don't have opportunity? Or why? What is it even for? Why keep even trying? Because if you're having those feelings, I hope that you know that there is community, there are like-minded people around you, and that there are people around you that will help you out of that state, just kind of talk about it, even if you don't understand it.
Right. Even if you have a day with your significant other and maybe he or she wakes up feeling out of place, angry, disappointed, or upset with herself, dreams, his dreams, what have you, and you just go off into nature or just go and be to yourselves and have a conversation. Enjoy your time together. Open that person up. Get them to speak and talk.
Healer of the ages.
It will heal you. And it will make a big difference for the day that the day's end.
I have no shame in sharing the fact that me personally, I have personally been dealing with some stuff back and forth. I'm not trying to make this about me. That's not what I want to do. But at the same time, there's something going on that is just not right. And as women, especially, guys, we are made to be the creators, right? If you're made to be the creator as a woman, then that also means that you are feeling everything, that pretty much the world is you in an aspect, if you are able to create that way, which you are. And embodied so, which also means that spiritually you are more so connected than a man would be, just because they are not the physical creators, which is why, from what I've been learning too, from another, I'll say a TikToker along the way, is actually pretty informative. And I liked what he shared, which was talking about how the women being at home and the men being the physical workers and being out there in the field. Well, now we're at a time where it's kind of where the success is going to come, where the masculine is willing to stand behind the woman and help them to kind of stand forth and show that support in that aspect. And that means all the big dogs too, the billionaires, the millionaires, in order for the successes to happen and the fruit to be great for you. That's kind of where we're at. And I believe within that, what's happening is that on a collective level, that's where all of the imbalances with the mental health and the emotion instability and stuff like that could be triggering a lot of female energies. So if you guys out there are in any way kind of feeling that and are trying to pinpoint, is it a child trauma? Is it this? Is it that? And you can't, then really try to get yourself grounded. Go out in nature, go to the water, write. I filled myself up with crystals today personally that helped me a lot. And I don't care if that sounds crazy, because I know for me how much I felt a lot better and more centered once I did so, because we are an open energy if we are not aware of our energy. And if you're not aware of your energy, it is very easy for it to be manipulated. If all of a sudden you feel down or angry or short-tempered out of nowhere, and the only thing you did different was a person you were around or something that you were watching, just being that self-aware is really, really important right now.
And notice that that triggered you instantly. And it could just be a simple word that instantly triggers you and makes you pissed off, angry. And you don't know why. And you start taking it out on that person, and that person's looking at you like, wait, what? What the fuck did I just do to you?
Or you just start taking it out on yourself.
Right, that too. Start beating yourself up and because you don't feel like you have somebody. But everybody has somebody. You just got to turn to them.
Or a ration. Or you don't have a rationale for why you're thinking or feeling the way that you're feeling. And a lot of the times, articulating it is the hardest thing that we could do. And if you can just go to somebody and say, listen, I don't know how to verbalize this. I just need a safe space and just go off and just let it out, however it comes out. Because there was moments where that happens. You don't know how to articulate it. You want to almost stop. You want to go. You want to release control. That's kind of what we're talking about with the current events that are being experienced on a really large level and personally and all around.
We could talk about politics, but who cares about corruption? I mean, it's everywhere.
I mean, I do. But I'm a big carer of corruption.
Until you get it gone, you're stuck with it.
Well, I just believe inevitably that we all have gifts. We're all of great importance. And those gifts need to shine. But if you're being deprived of food, if you're eating stuff like cereal for dinner, because that's what Kellogg tells you to do at $10 a box of cereal, then you're going to be depleted. You're not getting the nutrients that you need. You're not getting the grounding that you need. You're not getting the positivity that you may need. So it makes it much easier for the controlled aspects to join in and have a field day with it and make comments like that.
Right, because they know they're fucking with your mental health.
It's almost like a game, because being triggered by it means that you've now attached energy. And in all honesty, talking about it right now for me, I feel like can create that. But I want to do it more on a platform where it's kind of sharing as a wake-up call for everybody, more so than anything, that their sole purpose is to trigger you into submission. Now, I don't know about you, but if it was to come up to Dom or Submiss, I'd rather be the Dom. I'm just saying. It's just who I am. But that's in private ways, guys. That's in the fun ways. That's not in trying to control society. For those who can visually see, I hope you guys just saw my husband's face because it's great. But the point is in general, is that those are ways to keep you down. You have the control to lift yourself up based on what you're consuming, but it's getting more and more difficult at times.
Right. Or putting up those pop-up police stations that just randomly show up. And you're like, what the?
Does anybody else live in an area where there are more little pop-up police stations in a 3-mile radius? For what?
And this one's in a convenience store?
For what?
A cop shop.
I thought it was an art gallery. I was so confused.
Used to be a bike shop.
Like, I don't understand. Literally, across the street, there's another one. There are 3 police departments within a couple of miles in Kalamazoo. Another one just popped up. And I don't understand. I don't understand. Because where there's more police, there's going to be more chaos. There's going to be more arrests, which I get it if there's something going on that's wrong. Let's just even the playing field. Let's just try to calm things down. But when we're putting, in all honesty, liquor stores on every corner, or we're allowing for, like, let's be honest, drive up obvious, I know, things that are going on to just be passed. What's the point of having all the police stations if you're not doing anything about it? It's like you're almost creating this box for people to destroy themselves in while you just watch and step in where you want to, where you want to feel like you're controlling the situation in a box full of people who just want to be. They just want to be. They want to be able to live. They want to be able to love. They want to be able to laugh. They want to be able to share community. That's it. That's all I want personally. If I can have more, great, but that's it. It's about community. So with that being said, I have now opened up my studio space for new creatives that are out there, makeup artists, artists. However, if you're just starting out and you want to turn your passion into your business that is going to uplift the world in which you live and around you, then I have created my studio for rental space at a very, very, very affordable rate. So that way you will be able to do so if you're in the Kalamazoo area, because I want to help uplift. I've had people help uplift me to be able to get to where I am and where I continue to flourish. And I want to also be able to do the same, because now is the time, guys, for you guys to step into your creative passions, your self-expression, and your self-awareness, however that looks.
Right.
What are you looking at? Sorry about the time of which when we went live, guys. I apologize for that. Kids had wrestling today, so our times went off. If anybody pops on and would like a card pull, let me know. I'm just kind of shifting through my cards as we're chatting to make this an open communication conversation. If there's anybody that has questions, anybody that's from Michigan, anybody that wants to share some current events or hop on, you are more than welcome to. We'd love to have you guys on here.
Well, let us know what's happening in your community with what's going on with mental health, or if they're even out trying to help you with the mental health. Because that was another thing. We went to the library, or not even the library, the museum today, and the first floor was nothing but mental health. And the
asylums.
Same asylum. And
community.
Yeah. And how it brought this place to be one, but to be built on an insane asylum blows my mind.
Well, just a lot of it. It's a lot of like enclosed. And what makes somebody mentally ill? That's another question that I have. What makes you mentally ill? Because you may think different, you may see different, you may hear things differently. What if that mental illness was a gift, but because the gift wasn't embraced, and it was judged or shut down, or it was categorized, it ended up working against you, then working for you, or in turn working for the gift to the world, your piece to the puzzle. Have we ever looked at it that way, from that perspective, and thought that maybe what one person can call a mental illness could actually be another person's gift that, when embraced or channeled under the right circumstances, can be an absolute gift for themselves and others?
Oh, yeah, in certain aspects of it, for sure.
But unfortunately, there are things that are far too gone.
Right.
Whether that could be,
because they weren't listened to, and they feel that they're already out there loopy, they start making themselves more crazier than
what they become, what they're already being told.
Right. So now they're putting on a persona, a vision for people to see, but in all reality, they're good with themselves. Just putting on a show for
what society. If we could just take all the labels away and just realize that we're all one, and that every one of our differences are the exact reason why we're here. Because it's those differences that link us into a community that can heal.
We're a refugee planet. We're a multitude of many.
And that's what we were created as such. Goddess of the moon. That right there, that's pure intuition right there. I'm wearing my moonstone. step into your weird, guys. Really, just step into your weird. Whatever that looks like to you. If it's an additive that gives you purpose, fills you up with joy, and also helps those around you, then go for it. I say absolutely go for it. Embrace it. Be a part of it. You know, but you have to be willing to talk about the uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Right. And sometimes that's difficult.
But the biggest growth comes from the most awkward of situations, though.
I'm not one to do these podcasts, really. I mean, dude, I get uncomfortable every time, but I know I'm doing it for my loved ones. And for myself to do what she said, put yourself in an uncomfortable situation to make yourself comfortable. You got to push yourself into these things.
Because if you haven't noticed, if we don't push ourselves, the world's going to, like a freight train. It's going to come in and it's going to roll right over you. And it's going to do it over and over and over again.
Until you get that momentum and start running with it and say, okay, I got you.
Nobody can make you powerful. And you can make yourself powerful. And you just got to believe it. What makes you different from a billionaire? Belief, really. Knowing. Now is the time for the rich to be fruitful for everybody. Cornucopia. Fruitful, get it? Love it. Because things are going to get messy. Food is going to...
I mean, food's already screwed up.
It's already shown, yeah.
They're putting plastics in there for fillers. You know, you're getting waxes, plastics. Who knows what other kind of fabrics they're putting in there for fillers. They're creating more mental health issues than they are helping it at this point.
Honestly, yeah. And in all honesty, we're letting them. We're allowing it. Because the only reason why the control could be able to control the way in which that they were able to was because somewhere along the way, where did we feel like we weren't enough? Where did we feel like we weren't capable? The barter system's a real thing. Being able to share our talents is money. That's currency.
It's a way of life.
In itself.
Right. For people to get the things they need and want. To make it easy for yourselves. If you got to barter, barter.
And that's coming more and more, guys. Start talking to your neighbor. Start talking to thy neighbor.
And ain't talking about bartering wife now.
Didn't mean that. Didn't mean that.
Talking to your neighbor.
But no, I meant like talking to the neighbor in... aspects of, you know, in all honesty, if shit were to go down, what three people do you know that you could go to? What spot are you going to go to? What food source is had? Like, I'm not trying to say prepare for blah, 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 but it's a good thing to at least know, because the more that you know in your surrounding environment that you're connected to, the more that if the control aspects try anything that is going to try to steamroll over you, at least you have that self-awareness. At least you have some kind of a plan. Right. Course of action going on at all is always good to know. Because being just relying on the easy, I get it, it's easy. It was all made so easy until it wasn't. But think about something that was made just as easy. Why was it made so easy?
Well, at one point in time, we were all so self-sustained that we just became lazy. So we allowed other people to make our products for us, sew our clothing, people that knew what they were doing, make our food.
But and then it became
so scarce where people wanted.
Well, corporations bought out the little guy.
And then they start filling it with plastics to make it cheaper for themselves.
We were built on small business.
More expensive for us.
We were always supposed to be built on small business. That is supposed to be what is the fuel of America. It's the small businesses. And what happened was, is that the bigger businesses ate the little guys. So big chains, like you say, Walmart, for instance, they were able to buy out all the mom and pops. Because why? Because their prices were cheap and they were affordable. Until they're not. Until the moments come where they're not anymore.
Where you look,
and they can start rising the prices a little bit by little bit. But because they're still considered cheaper, then it's still worth something. I'm sorry, but to ever pay $10 for something that you just paid 50 cents for, there's no rationale to it. And then on top of it, taxes. What's going on with the taxes? Why are we even paying taxes? From my understanding, with the taxes on top of taxes and added tax with a side tax is going over to war. And if you're not one that's wanting to feed the war, or you are, it doesn't matter. No judgment regardless. But if you're not, then why should you be paying taxes? Because originally taxes were first created as a means to help fund the war, and then it just stuck. But right, we didn't say anything.
It wasn't implemented to stay there forever.
It was never supposed to be forever.
So now you got these rich elite that say, well, shit, I don't see it's necessary for me to fund your war. They don't have to pay their taxes. They become that much more richer.
It's just as simple, it's easy as that. That it comes down to. But in all honesty, that's not the type of conversations that the regular TV news channels and stuff like that are going to ever talk about. Because if those are the conversations that are talked about, then questions start being asked. And then people start thinking, okay, well, if they're now saying it on the news, that's the unfortunate thing too, that the way of which communication has been for a while, or the way that mainstream media has been for so long, that has been like the end all be all. I trust it. I know it. It's factual, this, that, and the other, until it's not. Because everything that they have said, there has been a cause and effect, or there has been the effect, meaning, oh, it actually wasn't. So we're going to go this way. We're going to cover it to the cover. We're going to have you do this. Now we're going to go this route and everything else. And then being in the schools all day long, like by the time anybody gets out, nobody is having time to be able to really self-sustain and build something, because there's so much chaos outside that they're being told that they have to follow, they have to do in order to even take a step on their own journey. Why? Why does it have to be so hard to just be self-sufficient? It shouldn't have to be. And it really isn't. They'll make it sound like it's that way. But it just means, though, that you're going to have to do more work. It'll take more work out of you to your daily needs, and find out what for you is one of those non-negotiables, meaning that you're going to pay for it. It's fine. That's fine. And then start seeing what is negotiable, and then just see what is just going to be the way that you're going to do. And that's it. I mean, it goes back to, you know, how much you want to give for them to keep taking from you, and how much you want to give to community people to, I mean, it's going to take a little longer. It's not going to be as quick, but it's going to sustain longer, because it's going to be built on a stronger foundation where you can't be, where there isn't deceit. Because where there's lies, it's getting shown. It's all getting shown. So the truth is where it's at. Appreciation contract. And it's all falling apart. It's all breaking down.
Right. Showing one guy in the Senate who just got busted for corruption and everything else, but they're not showing all the other 300 people that take bribes and do everything that he did. He just got caught. That's like, what? He gets caught, so you're gonna martyr him and make him something that, for what? Because you guys are doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing is the laws and everything in which it was created on are the same laws that the people created
that are breaking
them. Are breaking them, or doing everything around it, right around it. And it's no different. It is no different than anybody else that has gone to prison or gone to jail. They just got caught, or they weren't on the side.
Right. they chose the opposite side. So now they're getting thrown.
And more than likely it was, I don't want to keep paying you anymore.
Right. So guess what? I'm throwing you under the bus for you not.
And that's it.
Paying me or doing what I bribed you to do.
So does that make it truthful? Does that make it honest? No. It sure doesn't, but it's happening. So I'm not saying to go out there, be a rule breaker, this, that, and the other. All I'm saying is go out there and do what you need to do for you and your family that is going to
suffice,
help you sleep at night, have you be able to self-sustain, you know, have you living in your creative expression and in trusting yourself. Yes.
You're not working to, what is it?
Well, no, they say like live to work, work to live kind of thing. Right. I mean, yeah. And that's really what it is at the end of the day. Let AI come up.
Right. You're not living to work. You're working to live.
Creative expression, travel, community. That's what we're all supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be like slave laborers. Nobody is supposed to be that way. That's where the AI and the robots can come in and take care of all of that. So that way we can focus more on
self-mental health.
Mental health, being a part of the world, love. At the end of the day, I don't care if it sounds corny or not, love.
Love, what brings us together.
Yeah. Angel of love. And it can sound cheesy, but that's really this place that we got to come back to. Because if we can stay more focused in those ways of love and community and understanding, and that there's room and enough for everybody to succeed and excel. But you've got to start having the conversations. You've got to start pulling together the community and going in, just creating your own place. Your own governments in ways that you guys will all kind of build your own little communities. Why not? What's the difference? Why can't you? And do it in a means that works for you and the people in which you're doing it with. Eliminating as much outward help as possible, or political government help as possible, really is going to be the most freedom that you'll be able to find. Because the more that you literally fall on the sword for every single thing that comes out in the news, in belief, is another step closer to like your own grave, because you're giving them way too much power and credit, and they have not consistently
showing you truth,
giving you shit. I mean, really, what could you say that you've really been given versus what you've been given out?
You gotta watch 6 different news stations just to get the actual truth.
I say you don't watch any of them because you're not really going to get the full truth. You're just going to hear a bunch of like bigots talking, really. I mean, if you think about it. But at the end of the day, though, too, guys, like, it takes patience. And what the government has created is stuff to where it's like a hurry up and wait game, or like it's coming, and all of these big things like the bells and the whistles to be excited about. But the bells and whistles, that's all there is, because anything that followed has only created more hardship for us. Any time that we have taken from the government, it has only caused us more grief.
And so, what's crazy is we see it as taking from the government, but really it's ours. We've already paid for it.
It's more than ours. More than ours. Think about it. Okay, service industry. I'm a makeup artist. We'll use this as an example. I'm not going to talk about all the other stuff. I'm just going to talk strictly on being a makeup artist, okay? I pay for products. I have to pay for licensing. I have to pay for insurances. I have to pay to, you know, protect myself. I'm paying taxes on all of these things. I'm paying taxes on the products, right? Then I'm providing a physical service myself. So in no way am I needing anything. Like, nobody's buying a product from me, right? I'm giving a service to them that I know myself. So why at the end of the year am I now being told that I have to pay taxes on that as well? Why is a service I am giving when I'm already paying and going through all the hoops that I've already been told I have to do in order to even be self-sufficient and a business owner? Do I now have to pay taxes on services that I physically am giving somebody that they are paying me for? I'll wait. It doesn't make any sense.
For anybody.
At all. For me to want to be able to pamper you, I have to get taxed on it. And I have to pay tax people. I have to jump through all of these hoops. I have to keep every single friggin' receipt, every single bit of information. For why?
And that, like I said, that goes for everybody's businesses. If they're roofing your home, siding your house, you know, yeah, you're paying them to do the service and get the product for you, but you're paying taxes on top of that. And not only does he get taxed, the person that's doing the services is getting taxed for money that you've already been taxed on. Like, come on.
It happens over and over and over again. And then we're supposed to be excited if we get money back, which as a business owner, anybody that's a real business owner knows, you're not getting money back if you're an entrepreneur. It's not going to happen. It's not. I mean, it's a rare occasion, but you're not going to. You're just hoping that it balances out. So on top of it, you're also hoping that you don't owe even more at the end for a service that you as a person are able to give to somebody else. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't line up. And this is what I mean by the control aspects, guys. This is what I mean by, you know, I have an ask for every business owner out there right now. If you're a true entrepreneur and you genuinely believe that America is built on small businesses, my call to all of you right now is to, if you see anybody that wants to get into the field in which you're in and you have the capacity to be able to be any kind of a resource for them, do it. Any way that you possibly can, do it. And that's how we build our small businesses up. Like being able to rent out something that's a little bit more affordable. You know, because there might be creatives out there that don't have the means to be able to, you know, really go all in like they want to, but they have the heart, they have the passion, they have the drive, they have the gift to do so.
They just need that little extra boost.
They just might need the space. They just might need the leg up, meaning they need to be connected with certain people. Be that resource.
Right.
There is no competition in the spirit world, man. There's no competition. And if the only competition that you should be having is with yourself and wanting to be even better. And if you want to use competition with other people, use it in a healthy way. See them driving things home and aspire to do the same. And you want to know how you aspire to do the same? You talk with them, you get the knowledge, or they share that knowledge. Because we shouldn't have to reinvent the wheel every time, I've always been told. You should not have to reinvent the wheel. So just kind of reach out and communicate and ask. So that is my ask for every entrepreneur out there and business owner that is succeeding or is trying to or just has some knowledge, pass it on down. Do a call out on your social media platforms. State, this is what I do. If you're aspiring to do so and you have a passion for it, and start pulling in interns, have them intern. They could work beside you for free while they're getting the education that they need. And then they might turn around and become an employee of yours.
And now you know that you trained him the way you wanted him or her to do exactly what you need done.
And then also
step back from doing what you're doing, and now you're putting somebody else to take lead for you to train another.
Or you even possibly created space for a 1099 employee at that. So that 1099 employee can have freedom in their own ways to be able
to live their life,
to live in that passion, but being protected by, say, you because you have all of the coverings, you know, the overhead. That is how we build our America back again. That is how we do it. Is we take our individual small businesses and we open it up to people who want to be able to do the same, similar, or being additive to it. This space does makeup out of it. It does tarot out of it. It does podcasts out of it. It does makeup classes. It does workshops. It is open to Reiki. It is open to massage therapy. To come in here and be able to do so if you would like to do so. That is my ask. So I appreciate everybody coming on today. I appreciate and love this podcast. I am grateful for my husband, my twin flame, because mentally speaking, as a woman and anybody else out there, it has been hard on and off. It has been emotionally draining and confusing at times. It has felt as if
people were against you.
People are just trying to enjoy seeing you fail and sitting there like an audience. It's been very, very difficult, I will say. And I don't care. I'm being vulnerable in this moment and feeling like people would rather see me fail and enjoy trying to step on my back for their leg up than us just being a community of peers together. But the reality of it is, the only control that I have over is how I'm going to live my life, how I want to reach the world, how I want to be in this world. And thankfully, because I have been doing the work, I'm able to see the people that are there for me and I for them. That's what we need to be doing here, guys.
And that's what builds a community.
It may not be me being on here, you know, doing ASMR nonstop, or, you know, I'm not sitting on here asking for money. I'm sitting on here asking for community. We're on here wanting to share community, wanting to share space, wanting to share our truths, our realities with all of you, and hope that if one person just feels like they're not alone, or that they're loved, or that they're cared for, that's what we want this platform to be. So we thank you guys again for joining us live this week. We appreciate you. We will be back live next Wednesday on TikTok. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts. You can catch us on Amazon, on Spotify. Awakening Truths with Make Up Your Power. Thank you guys, and have an incredible, incredible night. And know that we love you.
Keep your mental safe.
That part, right?